Father, we just come before you this morning. We want to just praise you and bless you and tell you how grateful we are just to be your children and that you love us so much. Lord, we thank you that you have called us to be your children. Lord, we thank you that you have called us to your ministry. We thank you that we are ministers in the marketplace, Lord. We thank you that you've given us influence over others, not to misuse it, but to use it for your glory, Father God. I pray that every word that proceeds out of my mouth will come straight from you, that you will speak through this mouth of clay and that will touch hearts and lives, not only here on the line live, Lord, but those that we touch, and then also those who are listening to the recorded version, Lord, and then all throughout the world. We love you, Father God. We praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor. We love you and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I've got some really exciting news. This is Becky Speed, the Christian Direct Seller, and I'm tickled to death to be able to tell you something. One of the things that the girls and I have been working on here in the office, my assistant here in the office as well as my virtual assistant, is we are putting up a page onto my website that has all of the recorded Bible studies. So we're mid-process in that. We're hoping to have that up by the end of the week, but I wanted to give you guys the first heads up so that you'll be able to look and listen to these at will at any time, or direct people over to the website so that you can listen to the recordings at will. Of course, I always post them up to the Christian Direct Seller Facebook page, so if you're ever looking for them, go over to the Christian Direct Seller page, and it's always a really great place to be able to get encouragement about your business, encouragement around the Lord, but then also have the replays available there. So I hope you guys are as excited about that as I am, because I thought that would be a really great way that we could also honor and serve you a little bit better. If you do have any ideas or suggestions for us on how we can improve serving you and supporting you as you are Christian Direct Sellers, please don't hesitate to reach out to us, because we want to just serve to the best of our ability. So that was just always want to put that out there for you. How our call runs is we take prayer requests or praise reports prior to our recording. We record and do a short Bible study each and every Monday morning, and then we post the replays. But we do take and turn the recording off so that we can take prayer requests and praise reports privately as well. So if you have something that's sensitive, know that we are praying, but they're not always recorded as far as the recorded version. I went to Winter Jam 2013 over the weekend with my sons and my whole family, but it was really in honor of their birthday, and we had just a phenomenal time. We could not believe it. We were there a couple of hours early to get in line, thinking we had this thing aced. We were so far up in the nosebleed section, they actually had to turn people away. There were so many people wanting to be at the concert, and I just thought, how awesome is that to be able to have, you know, I don't know, at one point they said there were 19,000 people inside the Alamodrome, it was at the AT&T Center, but they said that it held 30,000 and that we were at capacity. I didn't see one empty seat. And to hear people praying and praising and lifting the Lord in an arena in one accord was so incredibly powerful. And I just thought in my heart of hearts that it was such a beautiful thing and how the Lord must love that, and what that was just a tiny glimpse of what I believe it will be like in heaven, where we'll be praising the Lord in one accord at all times. And it just warmed my soul, and it also made me a little homesick for heaven. But there were a couple of moments that really stuck out for me. One of them was when everybody was singing a cappella without the band, that to Toby Mac, that they didn't want to gain the whole world and lose their soul. And I think sometimes that's a fear that we have as direct sellers or entrepreneurs or people that are ministering in the marketplace. But the most awesome thing, especially for us, is we are our own bosses. Even though we work and we represent companies, we are private contractors. We get to determine how we execute and run the business, as long as we're not violating any of their rules or anything in their contract or agreements that we've signed. And how incredibly powerful that can be, that we have the opportunity to pray for other people, that we can enlarge the kingdom of heaven, that we can do something so simple as bring joy to their lives, bring people into their home, share a product or or service that can change their lives and make it be easier. And that we don't have to worry about becoming prosperous. It tells us in the Word that God wants us to be prosperous, but He wants us to put people first. He loves His people, and He's using you. He's using you to share the abundance and the wealth because He has faith in you. He believes in you, that you'll tithe into the kingdom, that you'll sow into the kingdom with your wealth that He provides you with. And then He'll just give you more back. I mean, it's really hard to outgive God. I've tried a few times and just been blessed beyond measure. The other time that really struck my heart and really warmed my soul to no end was when Matthew West came out. And I didn't know this about him, but every one of his songs is from a life story. One time he posted on Facebook and Twitter, and he asked that people would send in their story and that he would read each one because he was looking for inspiration for writing his songs. And the songs that he's currently singing, they're someone's song. And I got to thinking about, and that's what Psalm is all about. All the Psalms that we read of David, they were just his story, and he put them to music, and he sang them and poured his heart out to the Lord. And I know for many of us, in what we do is we go to events and we put on name tags. And goodness, if you've ever been with me, you will probably hear me say this, and I will try to stop now because I realized while I was there too that the Lord convicted my heart that I've been complaining, but that we were given a name. We were given a name by our parents. Some of us have elected to change our names. But God also gives us a name. And the one verse that jumped out at me as I was studying and just couldn't get these lyrics out of my mind was Psalm 56:8. It says, "You keep track of all of my sorrows. You've collected all my tears in your bottle. And you've recorded each one in your book." So not only did He give us a name, He cared enough about us to write it down. He puts us in the Lamb's Book of Life. He writes our names into eternity, that we're part of His children. We're in His special book if we know Him personally as our Lord and our Savior. But sometimes I wonder, does He keep track of my sorrows? Does He see how painful this is? Does He see how many times I stretch outside of my comfort zone? Does He see what I'm going through with my family? It tells us He does in Psalm 56:8. You keep track of all my sorrows. He doesn't miss one. Now, does He give us sorrows? No. God only wants good things for us. He also tells us that He collects all my tears in His bottle. How important must each tear be? And I can't wait till I get to heaven and there's no more sorrow and there's no more tears. But He's recorded each one. He's keeping a book about our lives. And it tells us in Revelation 2:17, whoever has ears, let them hear. Well, I don't know if you've got ears. I'm assuming that you do, or you've got some way that you're hearing my voice today. Hear what the Spirit says to the churches, to the one who is victorious. I will give some of them the hidden manna. I will give them some of the hidden manna. I will also give that person a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to the one who receives it. So God cares so much about us that He's given us a name. He cares about our sorrows, our pains, our hurts. He's collected every tear that we've ever had. He's given us joy. He's given us peace. He's given us victory. And for those who are victorious, how do we get our victory? Through Jesus Christ. He's going to give some of the hidden, yummy food, the hidden manna, the nourishment from heaven. He says, I'm also going to give that person a white stone with a new name written on it, known only by him who receives it. I don't know about you, but I don't like name tags. I have a very narrow shoulder from my shoulder until the middle of my shoulder bone. And I hate writing my name on a name tag, and it never fails, and especially when I had longer hair, that especially if they're the sticky kind, they roll up and they fall off, or I find them like hanging from my elbow or something like that. It's like, oh, I hate these. Or if you wear it with a lanyard, it hangs right where women really don't want you looking, either around the chest or the belly area. Or if you, they don't give you a lanyard, they give you one with a pin and it ruins all your clothing, and, you know, because usually you're wearing a suit or something nice and you go to stick that pin through it and you usually ruin your clothing. But that's not the case. That's not what God has given us. God's given us a name, and he's given us a new name. And unfortunately, many of us, we've given ourselves our own name. It might be, I can't get any bookings. It might mean, be, I'm shy. I'm insecure. I'm not worthy. We've given ourselves all kinds of names. Maybe you've given yourself the name, I could never do that. Maybe you've gone so far to put on a mask and put on several names. But those are things and names of the past, and we don't have to keep those names, because if we want a new name and we want to have some of the hidden manna, all we have to do is be victorious. And I want to encourage and challenge each one of you to walk in the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know Abram? Okay, Abram was the man that God picked out of the entire universe to put his covenant together with. And he came from moon worshippers. I mean, he was a pagan. He was a, you know, his whole family, they were bad dudes. And God picked Abram. And Abram listened to the voice of God. And he did what God said. Not all the time. He messed up pretty big time, a couple of times. Really huge. But he loved God. And he followed God. And God said, I'm not going to be calling you Abram anymore. From now on, your name's going to be Abraham. And so he forced Abram to have everybody start calling him Abraham, because Abraham means the father of many nations. And he promised Abraham, he promised him when he was still Abram, that he was going to make him a father of many nations. But it took hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times of him speaking who he was and others speaking it over him and calling him father of many nations, father of many nations, father of many nations. You too can become that name that God has promised over you. When you enter into your covenant with him, he tells us in Genesis 17:5, no longer will you be called Abram, your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. So what has God made you? Did he make you a leader? Did he make you an influencer? Did he make you an intercessor? Did he make you? You fill in the blank. What did God make you? Not what have you called yourself or other people have called you here on this earth. Maybe you were called stupid. Maybe you were called weak. No, God has called you strong and to be his child, and he sees every single thing that you do. And he loves you. And he's called you according to his purpose. And he wants you to finish that race strong. And he wants nothing more than to give you that hidden manna. He wants to give you that white stone with your new name written on it. He wants you to be in heaven. And he wants every single person that you come in contact to join you. That's pretty audacious, isn't it? But how many times have you walked past a person on the street or been in an appointment or a party and thought, I don't know. I'm too nervous to share my business opportunity with them, let alone the Lord Jesus Christ. We focus on ourselves and the name we've given ourselves instead of the name that God has given us. Well, as Matthew was sharing at the concert, he was saying that many times we put names on ourselves. And there was a young man named Jordan. And Jordan became a drug addict. I'm sure he wasn't excited about it. It happened because of an injury. It was prescription medication. And I want to read you his story. He started off by saying, "Hello, my name's Jordan and I'm a drug addict." That was the first sentence of this young man's story that he sent to Matthew West. He went on to tell him for years that it began to manifest itself. He was a two-sport all-star athlete in high school, and he received a college scholarship to run track and play football at a university in Kentucky. But during his sophomore season, Jordan broke his ankle. That's when he received his first prescription for OxyContin. He wrote about how addiction quickly took a hold of his life and sent him spinning out of control. After two failed drug tests, the university kicked him out and removed his sports scholarship. Jordan felt like he had lost everything he had worked for. He landed at a place called Teen Challenge in North Carolina. Teen Challenge is a Christian rehab center in the business of restoring lives with the hope of Jesus Christ. And Jordan said it was during that time in Teen Challenge that he became to realize that God wasn't done with him yet, and that all of those defeating titles like addict didn't have to be attached to his name the rest of his life. His story is far from over. He told me that in the years since his recovery, he went back and he got his master's degree from the very college that kicked him out. Now he's a teacher and a coach and a newlywed, and he's recently felt God calling him into the full-time ministry. He closed his story by saying, "These days I introduce myself a little differently than I used to. Hello, my name's Jordan, and I'm a child of the one true King." What a powerful example of God at work in someone's story. Matthew goes on to say, "I read Jordan's story and couldn't help but wonder how many people in the world were walking around defined by the defeat and the regret of past mistakes, believing the lie that they will never be able to kick that old habit or move from yesterday's mistakes. Jordan's story is powerful proof that we're not defined by our past. God can restore, redeem, and renew our hearts and lives, and he can set our feet on a new path that will lead our lives to a destination far greater than where we all used to call home." You know, it tells us that if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old one's gone and the new one has come. And Jordan standing in the light of a new beginning, forgetting what's behind him and taking hold of his new name. I don't know, maybe some of you on the call are listening in regret, maybe for something in life or maybe in something in business. But I want you to grab hold of being that new creature. I want you to grab hold of that new name that God has given you. I want you to rebuke that other name. I don't even want it to ever be coming from your lips again. I want you to stand strong, and I want you to tell us what your new name is. I want you to post it on the Christian Direct Seller. What is your new name? I want to read the lyrics to the song before we close out, and it's called "Hello, My Name Is." I posted the video yesterday on the Christian Direct Seller site, so if you want to listen to the video, it's also there. This is "Hello, My Name Is Regret." I'm pretty sure we've met. "Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is Defeat. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again till you've lost all belief. These are the voices, these are the lies, and I have believed them for the very last time. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King. I've been saved, I've been changed, and I have been set free. Amazing Grace is the song I sing. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King. I'm no longer defined by all the wreckage behind. The one who makes all things new has proven it's true. Just take a look at my life. What love the Father has lavished upon us that we should be called his children. I'm a child of the One True King." And I hope everyone on this call that you are a child of the One True King. And I hope that this has touched your life and encouraged you that today is the day of your new name. The Lord has forgiven you of your regret and your defeat. Now it's up to us to forget it. Remove it as far as the east is from the west. That's what the Father God does. And move in the person you were created to be. Move in your new name. I love all of you, and I'm so thankful that you've taken the time to join me today. Know that I'm praying for you and that I love you very much, and so does the Father God. I'm going to go ahead and turn off the recording now, and I'm going to open it up for prayer requests or praises. We're going to take them for a few minutes, and then we're going to end our morning in prayer and start our week in a dynamic and powerful way. God bless you, everyone.